Welcome to Build, Lead, Thrive, Voices of Andras Goggin, a bi-monthly podcast that features in-depth conversations with the people shaping Andras Goggin County. Each episode dives into personal stories, showcasing the leaders and entrepreneurs behind the region's economic and community vitality. I'm your host, Shanna Cox, President and CEO of the LA Metro Chamber. I'm joined by local talent, longtime friend, and our producer, Mark Turcotte. Together, we explore how incredible people, the voices of Andras Goggin, build, lead, and thrive while contributing to a better quality of life for all.
Hi, it's Shanna Cox, President and CEO of the LA Metro Chamber. We are on the road today with the Build, Lead, Thrive, Voices of Andras Goggin podcast. We're here at the main B2B trade show, and I've got Jennifer Boning from the city of Auburn with me. And Jen, we're asking people today, tell me, how does Auburn build, lead, or thrive?
How do we build, lead, or thrive? Well, today we are asking folks to grow in Auburn. So grow success. What does that look like? It could be personal. Maybe you want to move to the city of Auburn. Could be your business. Maybe you want to relocate to Auburn, or maybe you need to grow your business in Auburn. You're already here. So that's why we're here today, and that's how we build, lead, thrive.
Well, so you've been encouraging growth and seeing growth in Auburn for a while. This is a chance to toot your own horn. What is a success where you have already seen some of the outcomes of your growth?
So right now, you can physically see opportunity for growth right on Main Street in the heart of downtown Auburn with 186 Main Street. It's a new building that's going up. There's retail space. There's market rate apartments. But there's all other sorts of housing that's popping up in Auburn as well as in Lewiston, actually.
That's so incredible. I love the way that Auburn's been growing. Jen, thanks for being here today. And keep doing amazing work in Auburn. So now I'm here with Dina from Mad Monkey and Affordable Displays. We're at the trade show today, and Dina, you're a big piece of why the Chamber's booth looks incredible. We've loved that partnership. So as we kind of move around and think about Build, Lead, Thrive in Andras Goggin County, you know, your business is a really big piece of how other businesses build themselves and get to a place of thriving. So when you think about Build, Lead, Thrive, tell me what you think about for your business, for your community, or for your county.
It really just brings back to being a part of something. That your business is not just you alone, it's being a part of someone else's dream, someone else's drive, and driving them forward. So it's not really about you, it is about community, and it is about leading forward more than just you, but other people at the same time.
I love that. I've seen you do that. I've seen your wraps, your gorgeous car wraps. And I know when I owned my own business before this. And for me, one of the most important business moments for me was when I saw my business name on the back of my kids' shirts for their league. And it just felt like such a full circle moment and was part of what I wanted to get into business for. And I know you, and I know that's how you run your business, but you also get to work with so many other businesses that do that and pay that forward. And is there a favorite story you want to share about either that for you or that which you get to create for someone else? I know it's a tough one. Yeah.
I think it's almost like Christmas. When a child opens that present at Christmas and it was the one thing that they wanted to get, that's what we do. We help them move that present along, and then when they open it and they see it in reality, it's just amazing.
So I'm not going to lie, that's exactly how my team and I felt this morning when we took all of our items for the display out and we got it put all up. And yes, it was a total Christmas morning feeling. Thank you so much.
Can I
yeah.
something?
Yes.
I just want to know where the name Mad Monkey came from.
Ooh, good one. Where does it come from?
I had worked with a caricature artist, and he came up with the monkey first. And then after that, we were driving to go skiing, Jeff and I, and we were trying to come up with, okay, well, what are we going to call him? And, you know, looking at the caricature was like, well, he's kind of mad. he's kind of crazy. So why don't we just call it Mad Monkey? And so that's just really kind of, the caricature came first.
You're in such a high traffic area for your business location. And though you run two businesses out of there, your exterior is really branded with Mad Monkey. And you've done, even today, you've done a lot of the brands that are in the room. And so remind folks of the location so that they can think of it as they walk by, so that they can figure out where this Mad Monkey lives.
Our physical location? Oh, okay. It's 142 Turner Street in Auburn. Nice brick building. In between the Auburn Novelty Shop and the Hair Station.
So that Hair Station is the cutest place with a garage you can pull up for a little tune-up. I love it. Thank you so much for being here, Dadina, and for being part of making this place build, lead, and thrive. We appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thank you for having us.
We are still on the road at the main B2B trade show. We are clearly having a blast. There's so many laughs we can't catch our breath today, and I've given up trying. We're out here talking to business owners about what makes Androscoggin County build, lead, or thrive. And I'm here with Mark from Poland Spring Resort, who's like, Poland Spring Resort feels like a short way of saying all of the things that you do. There's the bottling plant, there's the preservation society. Tell me a little bit about what folks could see if they came to Poland Spring Resort.
Well, this time right now, they're going to see a lot of snow, unfortunately. So it's not going to be a really good time. But once the snow is done, one of the things they really need to take advantage of is our new pickleball courts. So pickleball is here for us. We're very excited about it. We just finished it near the tail end of last year. The photos that you see here shows it still with the pavement, but they're all painted. They're going to be all ready to go. So that's going to be the most exciting thing that's going to be up there this year. We're offering social memberships for pickleball. You can go under our webpage and you can go out there and sign up and become a member and get different packages. You can include them to your current member package that you currently have right now. We're offering a discount on those now, too.
That is going to be wildly popular. Yeah, so fun little side note. I serve on a local planning board, and we offer public comment periods. And in 6 years serving on that board, I have never seen that room full, except for when we were having a hearing on bringing pickleball courts to the town. And there was like 90 people, and they had shirts advocating for the passage of pickleball courts. So I hope you're ready to be overrun by serious fan crowd.
I sure hope so. One of the biggest things that we had to face just from our members was how loud the balls were going to be, if it was going to affect their game. So I feel some of your pain, and we reassured them that wasn't going to be a problem because we put it in an area where it's a little bit distant but still close to Mel's Hilltop. So they'll be able to take advantage of, after they play pickleball, go in for a beverage, go in for a burger, a snack, or something along those lines.
If they're smart, and I've been, you know, accused of being smart once or twice, they will catch the game right at sunset and then have their drink from Mel's Hilltop and watch the sunset, because, oh my God, the views that you guys offer.
It is absolutely amazing. We've said it several times here today, and people looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody up there.
I love that you're offering that. So that's something I can't wait. I don't know how to play, but I don't. I mean, it'll sound the same even if I'm bad, right?
It will. It will.
It's frequent.
Sorry, what was that, Mark?
The sounds will be less frequent.
This is what support looks like, folks. This is what support looks like. No, you're absolutely right, Mark. And other Mark, because this is a fun little Mark duo that we've got going on.
This has happened twice to you today, where you said the name Mark and they're just stopping in their tracks.
I'd like to say the ratio of Marks in this room is just abnormally disproportionate today. And maybe you attract them.
Maybe, I don't know. I do have that way of attracting people. I stand out in a crowd.
So if you obviously can't see, it's a podcast, folks, but this man's what, 8'10"? Is that right? It was 8'10"? When you're 5'3", it looks that way. What is it?
6'6".
Right, he said 8'8". It just, I was close, you guys. I was close. Either way, I'm like elbow height.
It's fine. Yeah. You are.
It's fine for you. As we leave you to continue to connect with people today, tell me one thing that you love about Androscoggin County that makes it feel like it is thriving.
Well, I like all the activities and stuff that are around the area, the people, all the businesses that are there, that are supporting one another. It's a large area, but it's still close knit, you know, and people rally around each other if they need things, and we just feel like we're just all one big family, even though we're town lines and all that other things that go on, but we're all just one big happy family, I hope.
What town lines, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's where you can get most of the stuff done, you know, so.
That's one of my favorite things, too. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you. We'll catch you on a pickleball court with a drink in my hand at sunset.
I mean, that's going to be great. I hope it's going to happen, and I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to me fail on the court, or just the courts be active in general?
Both.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, we are still on the road for our Build, Lead, Thrive Voices of Androscoggin podcast. We're at the main B2B trade show today, and we're stopping by some of our favorite booths and talking about what makes Androscoggin County build, lead, and thrive. So I'm here with Community Credit Union, Betsy. Betsy, I'm so excited. You guys have killed it with your booth today. Maybe you'll be able to see it in the background, but they have this amazing two-booth spread of which era are you in? And so, you know, just I've seen your credit union be in its own era. I've been a longtime member of the credit union. I've watched you kind of grow over time. And so tell me how you and all the work that you guys do at CCU contribute to the thriving environment in Androscoggin County.
Well, we really believe in people helping people, and we really believe that everybody deserves financial wellness. And so we tailor products and services to the needs of our community. And if there's an unfilled need and somebody brings it to us or we discover it out there, then we really try to make it work for our community so that everybody can thrive.
So I heard you say financial wellness, and that is, what is that even, right? Because like for myself, you either have money or you don't. And it is not until you have money that you think about things like investments or your future. So tell me a little bit about what financial wellness means and why it's so darn important.
First of all, April is Financial Literacy Awareness Month, so welcome. And I think that we really let people define it as they feel it is to them. So financial well could be meeting your bills for that month. Financial well could be I can go pick up a pizza at a local business on Friday night. Or financial well could be I have a college fund that's going to pay for my kids' education and they aren't going to have to worry about it. So it really is for everybody to define themselves.
So I love that because people need to start where they start and grow from there. And it's really about just taking one step at a time. We've been seeing that in and around the communities around Lewiston and Auburn. You live in Turner and you always keep me kind of up to speed on what's going on with the Turner Riders Club and all the exciting events in Turner. So help folks, because I think so many people think about Androscoggin County as kind of synonymous with LA, and there is so much great things happening in all of the places outside of Lewiston Auburn. Tell us part of what you love about Turner or any of the rural areas in this county.
Well, I live in North Turner and born and raised, and I have a lot of fun at the Maine Outdoor Wellness Center. You can walk by the river, you can hike, you can bike, we Nordic ski. I live near the Turner Highlands Golf Course, which is also a great recreation, but there's also, you know, rivers and lakes and camps and places that you can rent a cottage and bring your family, and it's just a hidden gem. So, and they also have, you know, a grocery store and, you know, a pizza place. So it's really a great place, and you don't have to be in Lewiston Auburn to get all of your business needs met. There's lots of great businesses on the outskirts too.
And it's like, what, a 20-minute drive for you?
If that. It depends on if you're going the speed limit, Shanna. But
we're agreed that we weren't going to, we've talked about this before. We're not going to talk about speed limits, right? That's not.
No. I drive like a little old lady that I am. Okay. So
I meant 30 minutes. Thanks for the catch.
Yeah, so it's just a quick few minutes up Route 4, which is a great drive. It's beautiful, and you can see a little bit of everything. So it's really not far, you know, 15 minutes to 20 minutes max.
And CCU has a branch in Turner as well as Auburn and Lewiston, yeah?
Yes, we do. Three branches, and now we're serving Androscoggin, Oxford, Franklin, and Kennebec County. So we're bringing these great products and services to all of these other communities, too.
So you've been thriving too. Congratulations, CCU. Thanks for joining me on today's episode.
Thanks, Shanna.
So we're still at the Maine B2B Trade Show, and I'm with a special guest, not just any guest, but this is Mr. Dow Media himself, who reached out a year ago. So you did the trade show. Today's trade show is your trade show. Well, today it's my trade show, but we wouldn't have it if it wasn't for you. And you were so thoughtful about the way in which we partnered the year before and bringing this on. And in our conversations, we just really felt like it was too important a trade show to have in this region. And what it would say if we didn't have one, that we were so, I think, quick. I might have slept on it. I was like, how do we fit in another big event? And so tell me a little bit, because you found yourself in not a dissimilar situation a number of years ago. Tell me just a little bit of the history and why you think this trade show is important.
Yeah, so several years ago when LAEGC was still around, they hired me to do the business-to-business trade show. And it was a fantastic event, always one of my most favorite events, all the business community coming together, networking, meeting, exchanging ideas. And when they stopped doing it for a couple of years, I decided I need to keep that going. And until you guys came around, it felt like I need to keep doing that, which I love doing. But really, you guys are so important for our business community and so well geared to put this event on that it just seemed natural to have it come home and be the Chamber's event. And you guys are doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you so much. It means a lot. We've had a lot of good comments today. If anyone missed the trade show, it is going well. People are saying good things, but it means a lot hearing that from you because you did this for a number of years. This is technically our first year doing it, and you made it easy. We didn't take it from you. There was no dropping. There was such a smooth, thoughtful transition that you invited us into because you do think this event is important and that making sure it was successful and handled well and that the vendors, not only that you worked with, but the people who get booths were treated well and talked to well. And we leaned on that so hard and on the planning documents that you had. And so thank you because that means a lot. We think it's important because businesses, there's so many businesses, they might do direct to consumer. We serve our members. I'm a good example, right? So in some ways, I'm a direct to consumer kind of business model. But my God, the number of businesses and vendors I work with to service our building, to clean our building, to market our items, to our coffee. I mean, there's so many business relationships inherent in having or running a business or even a nonprofit. And that it's been my experience that business happens between people. Like, it's relationship-based. And I know that with the increase of online platforms, and I think people question that, and that's why this felt so important for us to keep here. And so aside from that, and your legacy, and how you helped us get here today, you also are pretty busy with a little place called Lost Valley and Lost Valley Brewing. You're repping the gear today. You just added another chairlift. We gave you an economic development award a couple years ago because we think that you're a huge piece of the growth in our economy. Talk a little bit about the importance of that business and its vitality to our overall local economy, because I think it's a big piece of how we thrive together.
Yeah, Lost Valley, it's really a special place to have right in our backyard. I don't think people from away really realize how great it is to have that place to go with your family and friends to get outside and enjoy, you know, the winters in Maine. And now we're four season to get out, enjoy the brew pub with friends and family, listen to music, just have a great place to gather together and enjoy what our state and what our community has to offer.
So for those outdoor recreation folks who like kill it in the winter, little snow bunnies out there, I cracked myself hard in the Nordic skiing. It's an embarrassment. I took my kids a couple of years ago and we had some slick spots out back in it had iced the day before. But I don't think people realize just how much fun you can have at Lost Valley in the summer, in the spring, in the fall. You guys put on amazing shows and you run a whole concert series in the summer.
Yeah, so every Friday, starting in June, there's a free outdoor concert series. We bring in a bunch of different bands, a different band every week. Food trucks are there. Our restaurant and our brew pub is open. It's just a great time, great vibes, and a lot of fun. It's outside whenever the weather allows. And you made me think of something else new we have going on there. We're working with Moving Me Forward to create what's called Lost Valley Trail Network and develop spring, summer, and fall recreational trails there, which exist now as like Nordic trails that you could walk, and we mow them, but that's about it. So we're really going to be developing those trails so that all can use it and attract area high schools for competitions and races and a lot of cool things happening in the non-ski season at Lost Valley too.
So I think that's just such a good example. There's so many places in Maine where it feels like you have to pick between outdoor recreation and kind of like an urban arts and cultural environment. And you in the heart of Lewiston and Auburn is such a good blend of what you can do in a day, and all the experiences that you can have in this area is just really incredible. And a big piece of that is the new things that you keep adding, the new services, the new improvements. I think you're just a shining example of what outdoor recreation can look like here in Androscoggin County.
Thank you. And by you, you mean Lost Valley. It's a big team there, and a lot of vision and a lot of hard work goes into making it all happen, and just a fun place to be. And thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah, I love that. When people say that I'm doing a good job at the chamber, I'm always like, no, I can't possibly do that alone. Can't even imagine how hard that is with trail maintenance. Thank you for being part of how today came about, and thanks for being here today, Travis.
Thank you so much.
I couldn't be more excited. We're still at the B2B trade show on the road today. And in all honesty, this was a rebuilding year for this event for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the chamber brought this event in. We were just speaking a couple minutes ago to Travis. You might be able to hear from him. And when we were talking to him, we talked about the importance of keeping this trade show in the area, the importance it is, not just for the image and the perception of the region, but for the actual local economy and the businesses that we're supporting. And so I'm here with Jeff Goslin from Maine Community Bank, who came in as our presenting sponsor. And it's that type of commitment and an early commitment that allows us to do something like this. I think I know why you did it. I'm grateful for it. But why did you feel it was important?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I was thinking about it this morning. I attended this event for the first time 29 years ago. 29 years ago.
That's incredible.
We've had a different iteration of this event every year since then. And I know that I have been part of almost every one of them in some shape or way. And this event has always been about businesses connecting with businesses, friends connecting with friends, getting some FaceTime with people that you wouldn't get by just sitting in your office. And for me, I couldn't find a better way to spend the day than being here for as long as I can during the day, just to get that one-on-one time with different businesses across the community. So I think it's super important to keep it going.
Well, thanks again for supporting it. It's great because we are actually seeing that happen today. Sometimes you go to events and you might make a connection, you might swap some cards. But what I've heard so consistently today is that they're having really good, meaningful, quality conversations with people. And I've seen such wonderful connections come from it. So it feels, I mean, you can feel like the vibe in the room.
There's energy here. There's energy here. People want to connect. They don't want to do this over Zoom. They don't want to do those types of things. We've got plenty of electronic correspondence, all right? But this brings it back to the basics.
I love hearing that. I love hearing that. So Maine Community Bank is a huge bank that is also serving communities across Maine. You guys have done some incredible growth yourself recently. Tell me, and you've been not lightly engaged in some of that work, sir.
A little bit involved. Maine Community Bank, is proud to be the presenting sponsor here today to begin with. And what I will tell you is that for many people who may not remember or identify with the name, we are Mechanic Savings, we and Biddeford Savings, and most recently Gorham Savings, all blended together into what's now Maine Community Bank, the Maine Community Bank. And together, you know what I will tell you? We're betting on the businesses of Maine. We're all in on Maine.
I can't tell you how important that is, because there's times in a business life cycle or in an economical cycle, right, where just having a little bit of access to capital, having a relationship with a person who knows what your business has been through, knows what your good times were, knows that a little bit of capital is going to make a huge difference in growing to the next phase. A real relationship makes a difference in those scenarios. And I've seen that that's the kind of business that you do. But we've never needed people to bet on our businesses more. And so thank you for that.
Well, again, it's all about what I always use the term with my team, blocking and tackling, getting out there, talking with people, thinking outside the box when there's something that, you know, a client needs, trying to find a way for an innovative financial solution that's going to get them over the hump.
You have done that incredibly. So you also live here, raised a family here. So when you think of how Androscoggin County and its communities build, lead, or thrive, what is your favorite thing about this place you call home?
It's a family. I mean, this community collaborates together. Businesses talk to each other. And some businesses who you might think are competing don't necessarily compete. They find a way to work together. There's plenty of business for everyone. Everybody wants to see those new restaurants succeed. We all want to get out there and support every one of them. So everybody takes their opportunity to do as much as they can. And that's both for the businesses and even all the nonprofits that are great here as well.
So listeners at home, in your car, wherever you are, take a second and think how you have doubled down on local business lately, the way that you can support your local community, building, leading, and thriving. And thanks again, Jeff and Maine Community Bank, for all you're doing here today and every day across the state.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. Happy to be here.
Here we are at the Maine B2B Trade Show. We've been talking to people about what it is that makes this area build, lead, thrive. We've heard things like families, people, businesses, relationships, outdoor recreation. And now I am standing in the City of Lewiston's booth with Brian Doyle. He's an economic development specialist here with the city. And if anybody is really tagged with being responsible for making this place thrive, I think it might fall on your department's shoulder. So tell me what you want to see Build, Lead, Thrive for Lewiston look like. And then feel free to tell me how your department has already done some amazing things. We just had a big ribbon cutting this week.
Great questions. Let me see if I remember. Yeah. We partner with folks like the Chamber and other organizations to bring opportunities for our residents and our businesses to make it a place that people want to live, to recreate, to visit, and to enjoy themselves. Products that we're working on now, we've got some amazing housing products that we're raising, the number of housing stock available in the city for people of all means, so that it allow people to come in, live in Lewiston. If they want to work in Lewiston, they can walk to work. It's a changing role for people if they live in a community that they work in, and they don't have to worry about drives. They can just walk to work. So we're really working on that. We're also trying to improve various parts of the city with infrastructure improvements so that people will want to, again, visit there, live there. So Lewiston is seeing strategic investments so that people will enjoy themselves more in the community. The Balloon Festival is an example of that, where the city was very much involved with the tradition this past year and jump-started the process. They brought in some enthusiasm and some new ideas to something that had run for 30 years and done very well, rich traditions, and we're seeing such a resurgence in that wanting to occur. So the city stepped in with some other assistance, with other volunteers, and did some amazing work. So we're about making Lewiston a place that is multi-generational, that people want to remain here, they want to come back here, and they want to enjoy themselves in many different ways while they are here.
You couldn't have said that better. When I think about, we at the Chamber spend almost all of our time talking with businesses. I've seen the city and economic departments across the county really support businesses. So let me give you this one rare opportunity. When you think about the way businesses partner with the city for a stronger economy, What kind of actions, investments, or approaches do you wish that we would be able to do more of as a business community, so that when we're working together, municipalities and the private sector, that the sum of those parts are greater?
Great
whole
question.
A whole is greater than the sum?
I know what you mean.
It's bigger.
Well, part of it is we don't do things in isolation. When we're working with developers, whether they're coming into the state or they're already here, we look to incentives that the federal government has, the state government has, and the municipality has, so that we can put together an incentive package that helps them with whatever their needs might be, whether it's acquiring the property, whether it's hiring and training workforce, whether it's buying equipment, whether it's finding financing to make it work, gap financing. So we partner. We don't do things in isolation. We can't. We have to partner. In Maine, main institutions want other communities to succeed. They don't want to work in isolation, so it's partnerships that work. And again, one of the joys that we have is working with the Chamber, because you're boots on the ground, Main Street, working with family-owned businesses, and we love hearing the connections about how you succeed and how we try and work together with those family-owned businesses that want to stay here and want to grow here. So but those are the smaller needs. They're very important. But when we get an opportunity where people want to invest in Lewiston to be a developer, we have expertise and staff that can sit down and talk to these developers about here are some resources that we can help you with so that we can give you confidence that we're here for you, not just at the beginning when you need us, when you're looking to purchase and develop, but also throughout the process so that you are successful. We want to build upon each success.
So you heard it here first. Businesses, developers, give your city a call. Tell them the ideas you're mulling around and think of them as a partner, because together we really can get more done.
What you said.
Thanks so much, Brian. We appreciate you being here today.
Thank you. Take care.